Yusuf wants to know, Richard, does opening the sunroof on the car increase or decrease drag? I presume he means while he's actually driving along.
Yes, is the short answer. It will increase your drag, because what you're doing by opening the sunroof of a car, you are disrupting the airflow. You're increasing drag. And it drags, essentially, if you imagine it, all the molecules, all the stuff in the air that the car is hitting. So that's increasing drag. What's interesting, if you go on from this, though, if you factor in air conditioning, it's a constant worry, isn't it, for people with air conditioning. You turn the air conditioning on, then you are using more energy. But if you open the windows, then you're increasing drag. So is there a magic point? Is there an actual point where you could say, right, that speed, I need to lower the windows, and over that speed, I need to turn the air conditioning on? Yes, there is. And General Motors have done this research, and it depends on your type of car, but roughly around 40 miles an hour. So if you're under 40, so in a built-up area, generally it is more efficient to lower your windows. Above that, certainly on the motorway, it is better to shut your sunroof, shut your windows and use the air conditioning.
There you have it. But they haven't said anything about sunroof.
No, but it's going to be the same thing, isn't it? Windows, sunroof, same idea.
But also sunroof has a confounding factor, which is if you go up or fully back.
Oh, yes, you could do that. So if you went up, that's going to disrupt the airflow more, isn't it, than if it was open, then the air's going to come into the car. You also get the annoying whistle. I haven't really factored that in either.
I've got a roof rack, so I get that annoying whistle.
Yes, yeah, so you're really driving inefficiently. You should take that off.
Well, yeah. Actually, I've looked at this because my car logs its mileage consumption and it's knocked, I think, probably 5%, I think it's added, the roof rack. It's
but
not,
that's
huge.
Quite
not huge.
But that's quite significant, given how much a tank of petrol costs to
diesel,
fill up. Diesel,
yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's even more. Yeah, 5% of that.
Yeah, but it's more miles to gallon on a diesel car because it's more efficient fuel.
But 5% of that?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. So I'll have to take my roof rack off.
You will, yeah.